It's 820 at KLIF. I love this story.
Oh, it's great.
I love this.
And I allowed you to do it because it's not really about global warming. It is, but it isn't.
We've instituted a ban on global warming, climate change stories here because you, for every story that reports one thing, you can find another handful that report the exact opposite.
Right.
And I don't care when you go Google these stuff, go put the, you know, put climate change or global warming or whatever you want along those lines in the Google search, hit news, and you're going to come up with recent stories that are split right down the middle.
And it's enough to make your head spin.
It is. So, you know, we just said, okay, look, the fact of the matter is I don't know. And I think that a lot of people that make these predictions and claims don't know what they're talking about either. But this appears to be a little different.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's being allowed.
I'm
the gatekeeper and I'm allowing it.
One of the problems that we've been dealing with over the last, I guess, 30 or 40 years since it really, 40 years that I know of, that people have been really concerned about the quality of air in this country and elsewhere around the world. And of course, you know, I mean,
that's why speed limits are slower in some of the big cities.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of air quality.
You got people like Al Gore, you know, jetting around, putting tons of pollutants into the atmosphere while preaching clean air. But the fact of the matter is we've done a darn good job of cleaning the air. Yeah, especially in
this
country.
Too good of a job, apparently.
Even in China, they're cleaning the air. And now, according to the Anchorage Daily News, a report from Environment Canada found something curious.
Hmm.
The Arctic sea ice is melting because the air is too clean. Is that too delicious to believe?
So man-made cleanliness is causing the Arctic sea ice to melt.
Yes, that's why we're worried about the seals and the polar bear. Of course, the polar bears are not
so
in the Arctic.
So we think it's because of global warming when, in fact, it's because of clean air.
Yes.
Or it could be.
They're saying that it is a major component of melting sea ice. Now, having said melting sea ice, I can tell you this, too, because I did it just recently. If you Google melting sea ice, you're going to find the sea ice is growing. There's more ice now in the Antarctic than ever before. And then you're going to find the other stories that show the pathetic, pitiful picture of the polar bear floating on a little bitty ice floe, looking like, oh, I can't get off. You know, they swim very well. But anyway, the fact that we're cleaning the air and causing global warming just delights me. I'm sorry.
Study authors say that should cause roughly 400,000 square miles of sea ice melt, which is about 25 to 40% of the seasonal total.
How about that? Depending on the extent of future.
And then the author of the study, Nathan Gillett, says, but that shouldn't stop us from keeping our air clean. Well, we want to avoid that interpretation.
I guess you have to find the right balance. Maybe we should fire up a few coal plants.
So don't throw away the aerosol cans just yet.
Yeah, you know, keep the old gas guzzler around for a little while. Gas is cheap now. Because if we don't, all that ice might be melted. And then, of course, the entire continent will flood and people will begin killing each other and Armageddon and apocalypse.
Oh, because who just said again that ISIS is being caused by global warming. Someone else just said that, and I read it yesterday.
I can't.
And it was a country leader, and I can't think of who it was.
I can't remember
was it
either.
Putin?
I saw the same thing.
And I can't remember. I can't remember who it was.
Look that up and see if we can't come up with the details on it. I just, you know, this job is so fun sometimes, and that's just one of them.
All
it's
right.
8:25 at KLIF. Let's go ahead and have another look at traffic on the fives with KLIF's Bill Jackson.
Well, it has been a morning of 75.
All right. I got it.
What's that?
Martin O'Malley, who's running for president.
Well,
Democrat.
But we know he said it.
He
yes.
said it, and so did Prince Charles.
Oh, Prince Charles. That's what it was.
ISIS,
that's what I read yesterday.
ISIS and the bloody civil war in Syria is caused by climate change.
Okay, I knew it was someone big.